Well, very blessed Easter to all of you. It truly is a beautiful Easter Sunday. I was thinking last year that when we did the Easter Vigil, we had about 4 to 6 inches of snow on the ground as we're out there with the Easter fire. I prefer this. This is much nicer. It was a little windy last night, but otherwise, I prefer this. This is much nicer. And we gather today to proclaim good news. Frankly, the greatest news of all humanity. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, who died, rose again. That on this Easter Sunday, we can proclaim that great news that our Lord Jesus has risen from the dead so that we may not be trapped by sin, but that we may have eternal life in heaven. This is the good news that we see Mary Magdalene, see her going and proclaiming to the apostles who are gathered in fear. She's often called the apostle to the apostles because she was the first to proclaim the news that Jesus had risen from the dead. We see this good news that led Peter and John to run to the tomb to see for themselves. And then later that we see Peter as part of his ministry going out to proclaim that good news. This is the good news that we need to hear in our world today. Because we live in a world that, frankly, is fed by bad news, horrible news, scandalous news. You know, there are channels that they dedicate to themselves to the latest scandals among the celebrity class. Turn on, you know, whatever news channel you prefer, whatever news site you prefer. And most of it is bad news. Most of it is depressing news, horrible news, scandalous news. We don't hear good news, except, you know, of course, they have to have the good news at the end of the nightly broadcast just to balance out all the garbage they've dumped on you. And yet we have this good news. We are announcing news of a great joy, to use the words of the angels back at Christmas. News of a great joy. Jesus has risen from the dead. This is the news that we need to get out into the world. And if we truly believe it, if we truly believe that our Lord Jesus rose from the dead for the salvation of our sin, salvation from sin, why aren't we out there proclaiming it? You know, it is interesting. I think we went through a period in the church, Catholic Church especially, where we felt awkward about it. We felt uncomfortable about proclaiming this good news of the gospel. But that tide is starting to change slowly. This year, more than ever, I've started to notice more and more celebrities and politicians and those who are in the public eye starting to be more public about their Christian faith. It really kind of started a few years ago when the actor Chris Pratt, very well-known actor. In fact, he's got a movie that's doing gangbusters this weekend, the Super Mario Brothers movie. He's one of the voices in there. He actually stood up at like the Nickelodeon Children's Choice Awards or something like that, you know, some awards show, and proclaimed the gospel message as his acceptance speech. And that was kind of a turning point where more and more celebrities have started to talk more about their faith, what they believe as Christians. I've seen some of our politicians who, over these last few days, have sent out messages for Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Easter wishes. We're starting to see a turn where we as Christians are starting to proclaim this good news more. And we should be encouraged to do that more. And not just on a national scale, not just on an international scale through social media and things like that. We as individuals should be encouraged to go out and proclaim this good news. Because we have people in our lives who need to hear this. They need to hear the good news that we have our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us so much that he died for us and rose again that we might be saved from our sins. Because there are so many in our world today who are trapped by our earthly concerns. They're trapped by the squabbles and the grudges that they've had with other people. They're trapped by their desires and likes and earthly wants and addictions and sin. They're trapped by all this. And they need to hear, we need to hear, each of us sitting here today need to hear that there is more to life than just the things of the world, but that there is an eternal life that awaits us if we follow our Lord Jesus, who died and rose again. We will rise again as well. One of the big imageries that we see in Easter is water, especially in the Easter vigil last night. And the reason for that is that when we were baptized, we were spiritually dunked, died into Christ's death, and rose again through the water of baptism. That we died to sin and rose to be a part of the body of Christ. We died and rose with him. And just as he died and rose, we will one day die and rise again with him. And so our call is to seek what is above, as St. Paul says, to seek the things of heaven, not the things of earth, to not be trapped by these things of earth, but instead to allow ourselves to be drawn to the things of heaven and not view the spiritual life as something foolish or secondary in our life, but to recognize the spiritual life as primary, as the most important. The heavenly good is more important than the earthly goods in our lives. So may we truly be willing to announce and celebrate this news of great joy that Jesus has risen from the dead and that we too one day can join him in the eternal life that he promises us.